Welcome to News Video Clip. We are now entering the ninth week of Donald Trump's failed war with Iran. And we have something to show you that's very disturbing. There are Navy sailors who are sending in pictures to their families of what they're being fed as they are aboard USS carriers in the Middle East fighting the Iran war. So this is pretty gross. The food is just ridiculous. And of course, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth hasn't said one thing about the lousy food that we're giving our fighting men and women. However, Representative Mike Levin, a Democrat, is saying something. He posted on social media, "This is completely unacceptable and Congress must investigate. Service members aboard the USS Tripoli and the USS Abraham Lincoln are rationing food and going without fresh produce. Their families, worried that their loved ones are going hungry, are assembling care packages. Can you imagine? We are spending billions of dollars on this failed war every week, and we cannot feed Navy sailors? Are you fucking kidding me? I am so sick and tired of listening to Trump and the Republicans telling us how much they support the troops when they won't even give them a decent meal. That is unbelievable. So the next time you see a Trump voter pulling that we support the troops crap, throw that story in their face. All right, speaking of Trump voters, here is one. You may have heard of her. Her name is Riley Gaines. And Riley became famous because she came in fifth place in a collegiate swimming meet. She tied a trans person in that race. And ever since then, she's turned into this massive anti-LGBT grifter who really has no marketable skills except to lie about LGBT people. She's a big Trump supporter, a big Republican. So that's what makes this video even more fun to watch. Here we go.
This perfect, precious little angel in September of last year. It is April, nearly May of the next year, and I'm getting bills in the mail nearly every single week. Let's look at them. Okay, this one is a bill for $2,000. The service description literally just says vaginal birth. Here's another bill for $1,261. What's the description for? Actually, it doesn't even say. Here's another one for $336. The service description is subsequent hospital care. What does that mean? Here's another $675 charge for hospital discharge day. What service is it? You're just charging me for discharge day? It says on this bill that our insurance information wasn't provided, but our insurance was provided on every other bill. I don't know. None of it makes sense. My husband just called. He was on the phone for 20 minutes. And we got no answers. They said they could get back to us in the next 90 days. So I have to assume that they just hope people pay these without asking any questions. Since President Trump has signed his executive order for hospital price transparency, only 1/3 of hospitals are in compliance. President Trump has done what he can do. We need legislators to act to rein in these unchecked practices and to protect patients and taxpayers from us.
Okay. So first of all, President Trump's executive order is non-binding. It is not the same thing as a law, and nobody has to follow it. So Riley Gaines just proves right off the bat just how damn stupid she is. Secondly, it was the Democrats, and it still is, who support universal health care. So if Riley had pulled her head out of her ass and supported the Democrats, she wouldn't be getting a medical bill. Zero. But she voted for this. As the Trump supporters love to say, I voted for this, so you voted for it, Riley. Too fucking bad for you. You ordered a hamburger, you got a hamburger. You didn't get a cheeseburger. All righty, let's take a look at some more Trump voters. The New York Times has been following 12 Trump voters for the past year to see if they have any regrets. Well, surprise. 9 out of the 12 Trump voters now regret voting for President Trump. Shocker, huh? Anyways, the New York Times asked them, this is one of the questions they asked them, what do you wish other people knew about your vote for Trump? And one of the Trump voters, Chris, 42-year-old white Republican from Illinois, says,
"I was hoping for a great comeback. I was hoping he'd learn from his past successes and failures."
What past successes would those be, Chris? You mean all the casinos he bankrupted? Do you mean the $25 million he had to pay to the people he ripped off from Trump University? Do you mean those successes? Or do you mean the 34 felonies that he was convicted of? Okay, you're an idiot, Chris. Let's move on. Francesca, 26-year-old from Washington State, says,
"I thought I was helping us get and save more money with taxes. I thought they would get rid of taxes so we would get our full paycheck instead of just half of it."
Francesca, if you're paying half your paycheck into taxes, you don't know how to do your taxes. Or the person you hired to do your taxes doesn't know how to do taxes. And by the way, not even Trump promised to get rid of your taxes, okay? So Francesca, you're also an idiot. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Let's move on. Here's Kitty, 36 years old, from Pennsylvania.
"I was expecting what he was like his first runaround, and it's completely different. Completely the opposite of what you'd hope for."
What's exactly different, Kitty? According to the Washington Post, Trump lied over 30,000 times during his first term. What are you so shocked about? What were you not getting that you were hoping for? Gosh, these people are just so fucking stupid. I have no sympathy for them whatsoever. Just total fucking morons. Alrighty, let's go to our last story. And this has been in the news a lot, but it might be a little confusing. So I'm going to explain it very quickly and we'll just cut through it. Anyways, the U.S. Supreme Court has basically destroyed the 1965 Voting Rights Act by legalizing gerrymandering against black people. And here's how this works. Let's say you have a black district within a state. And black people, this is not a racist thing, they normally vote Democrat. Just a fact. So 80 to 90% usually. So that district would normally elect a Democrat to the House of Representatives. However, now these Republican districts can come in and they can redistrict and they can take part of the black district. Another Republican district can take part of the black district. Another Republican district can come in and take part of the black district. So you get the idea. The black district gets taken apart and gets, you know, basically sucked into these white Republican districts. And we know these are white Republican districts because this state, this case, came from Louisiana. So anyways, black voters are disenfranchised. They don't get who they want, a Democrat, in the House of Representatives. In fact, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, right after this ruling, he went ahead and he signed in a new gerrymandering law to screw the black people in Florida. So anyways, if you want to learn more about these stories, we do have links right below the videos here. And unlike right-wing podcasters, we back up exactly what we're saying. The other ones, the right-wingers, Joe Rogan, Benny Johnson, Tim Pool, they lie on a constant basis. We actually back up our claims with facts. Alrighty, please like and subscribe. Or if you hate this show, go ahead and subscribe. Just subscribe, and we'll have more stories with you for you later. Alrighty, bye-bye.